Main real estate headlines, main public records online directory. Main public records, relevant to real estate professionals operating in ME. Read the source, publicrecords.net, ronline.com/state/ME. Main real estate headlines, main online database, Vision Government Solutions. Click on your municipality below to view your information, relevant to real estate professionals operating in ME. Read the source, hausch.vzi.com/main-online-database/. Main real estate headlines, getting a building permit for your main land or lot. What paperwork needed for building on main land? How do you get a building permit in Maine for your vacant lot or property acreage? Soil tests, permits, the FAQ. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in ME. Read the source, clamoursrealty.com/getting-a-building-permit-for-your-main-land-or-lot. Maine real estate headlines. Maine real estate mostly unaffected by commission changes. A shift in the way commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine so far, say most agents. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in ME. Read the source, /themainemonitor.org/realestate-commission-changes/. Maine real estate headlines. Permits. City of Ellsworth, Maine. Ellsworth issues construction permits, land development permits, permits for structures close to water. Learn about a permit in the city of Ellsworth. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in ME. Read the source. ellsworthmaine.gov/services/permits/. Maine real estate updates. Real Estate Commission in Maine, what's new in 2026? The Real Estate Commission in Maine dropped to 3% after the NAR settlement. Sellers are no longer obligated to cover the buyer's agent fee, which is now negotiable. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in ME. Read the source, theshio.com/blog/realestate-commissions-in-maine/. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most ME jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.